Hello and thank you for being here. This is your host, Positive Phil, with the Positive Phil Show. Are you ready to get positive? All right, we have a great show for you today. Four words: startup, investor, entrepreneur, crowdfunding. Chuck Petted, he is an advisor with Republic.co. Let's listen to a little clip on what makes Chuck smile.
We're so new that actually makes me smile because we're able to... Everyone has a pretty large voice in the company right now. One little change, if it's well thought out and is the right change, can have a dramatic effect on the company 1, 2, 3 years out. Having that feeling is a great, you know, great thing to be part of. I also like to see when the companies are successful and reach their goals.
It's all about reaching goals. We share tips and stories from positive people, entrepreneurs making a difference. We share these stories with our listeners. Please visit PositivePhil.com. Republic.co. Now everyone can invest in startups regardless of your net worth. Making an investment is casting a vote for the technology or change you want to see in the future. That's exactly from their website. And literally, you can invest in the next big startup, that private company that's shaping our future, for as little as $10. Imagine putting $100 into Twitter back in the days. All right, I'm excited. Thank you again for supporting the Positive Phil Show. We are in the mission to spread positive values. That's our mission. You know, here's a great quote. Happiness, not in another place, but this place. Not for another hour, but for this hour. Not the next minute, but this very minute. Walt Whitman, he's a poet and a humanist. I like that title, humanist. I'm a humanist as well, I think. I really care about the welfare of other people. And I hope you are caring about people as well. It's good to care. It's good to show compassion. Believe deep down in your heart that you are destined to do great things, and you will do great things if you believe in yourself. This episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. These days, you can get practically everything on demand, like this podcast. Listen whenever you want, when you want, when it's convenient for you. Stop making time-consuming trips to the post office. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do right here at your desk, stamps.com. I have an awesome offer. It's a 4-week trial, $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. Right there, you can plug it into your computer, USB. Great company. It's stamps.com. They never close. So please visit stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in positive. That's stamps.com. There's a microphone on the top of the homepage. Click that microphone and enter positive. Put your hands together for Chuck Petted. So a little bit about Republic.co and a little bit about your position there, Chuck.
Sure. So in May of 2016, the Jobs Act became effective in Title III specifically. And in May and June of 2016, regulators started handing out licenses, and we were able to get one of those. And what it allows us to do is have a funding portal for startups to raise up to $1 million a year, and they're allowed to take investments from anyone. So you no longer need to be an accredited investor. You can make investments as, you know, small as $10, and in return, you get to take an equity stake in that company. That's our short story. It's only been about 6 months long, but if you look at our history, we're seasoned veterans in the venture capital world, seasoned veterans in the, you know, fundraising world, and we apply those skills to the companies that we bring onto our portal.
I love it. I mean, my whole life is based around building or broadcasting or documenting either video or audio, such as this podcast, exciting companies, exciting individuals that are running these companies. We have a huge amount of, a ton of venture capitalists on the line. But I love it. I love platforms like this because back in the days, right prior to this Title III of the Jobs Act, the accredited investor, he had to have like $1 million, right?
Right. Or $250,000 a year in income for 2 years straight.
Unbelievable.
Another way that we differentiate ourselves, and if you've noticed, is we're not focusing on companies that are making widgets, which you'll find a lot of, Indiegogos or Kickstarters of the world. They do that, and those are successful. But we want companies that have, or they're, utilizing technology in a way that will allow them to scale. That's really important to us. We are not looking for mom and pop types, shops. We don't want to fund a brewery or an alcohol bottle or something like that. We're looking for, mission impact founders, women, minorities that are starting companies. They can be day one. They can also be 5 years deep. We're seeing a pretty, wide range of founders that want to be involved in the platform. So it's been really nice.
I like it. I mean, I'm on your website right now, republic.co, and I can invest for as little as $10, and I'm looking at this company called Wim. I talk about scalability, right. A dating app that sets you up on actual dates. Oh my goodness, because that's the whole problem, is trying to set yourself up on a date on all these other sites. So I see what you're talking about, scalability. Are you having fun building this?
I am a lot of fun. I'm actually, that's what I specifically came on, was to build out our process. And just this past Friday, I was looking at it and I was already at 48 pages. And that just gives you a little bit of insight of how, detail oriented this is. It's a full-time job getting people onto the platform. It's a full-time job for them, too. That needs to be taken seriously because you're not only trying to raise money, but you're also marketing yourself, and you're telling people about what you do, and you want to reach a bigger audience. That's very important for companies, and it's very important for them to do it the correct way. So as we go through our steps, you can start to see it snowball. You can see the momentum building. We've learned that now early on. It's very important, and we're starting to see some positive things come out of that.
And you have two parts of this business. A, you have to find these awesome companies and then the individuals behind those companies, and then you have to market to find the investors as well.
That's correct. So it can start with a simple visit by a founder who wants to apply to us. They can find the apply now button on our website. It's a pretty short application process. From there, we do a topical review, or I do, and then it either goes to a phone call, a face-to-face. At the very least, we are providing professional feedback to everyone who applies to our portal. We're not just giving yes, no, yes, no. If it's a no, we do tell them how, we give them professional and helpful tips about things they should be doing, why it doesn't work for us, et cetera. We're building a community. On the ones that are yeses, it takes a while. It goes through a full due diligence process. There's many internal discussions. We are learning about that person a lot. And there's a formalized process towards the end of that review where if we're both in agreement, we want to partner together, we will present the next steps to them to get onboarded. We're not a volume-based business, so it's also another serious aspect and a differentiator for us that I take in probably 7 applications a day, and I have the equal number of calls or face-to-faces per day where people are pitching me, but we've only accepted 5 so far. We have 2 that are going through the onboarding process right now. And the numbers are, it's a difficult thing to get into.
I'm sure.
So there's,
I'm sure.
I'm really proud of that because we don't want to just throw people onto the portal just because they can be on it. there's a lot of work that goes into it. This doesn't rain money because you're on it. You need to fire up a bunch of different things to get it going and to have it be successful.
Oh, right. I'm on a ton of those Indiegogo sites. Well, I had a venture capitalist on 76 Capital, Wayne Kimmel, and great guy. And he was a funder in that Indiegogo. And I'm on all the sites because I have my podcast in and new ideas of taking this mobile. And yeah, like you said, just because you're on the site doesn't mean you're getting funded. You have to deliver on the back end. You have to, A, make it look good, and you have to market. You have to market to that platform. So how are you getting investors on this platform once that client is registered and goes through that onboarding process? Is it hard to try to find investors that, I mean, for example, if there's a nanotech company that's in consumer goods, you're not marketing to the biotech investor, but how do you go ahead and market to these investors?
There's a ton of different ways, but the one I'll focus on is our partner programs. So we have, if you see our partner programs towards the top of the page, 118 Capital, Women 2.0, TechNori, or Latino Startup Alliance. They, and Project 500 is another, those groups, and they have large and seriously large networks themselves, are looking to us to find founders with legitimate companies that are, most likely going to be or have a very good chance of being successful because they're great people. And if that founder's interests, background, et cetera, aligns with those partner groups, what we find is that they want to talk about them on, their blog or have them in an email like Blast or a podcast or a crowdcast or something that they can reach their network with, because that's an interesting company to their network and the things that they typically deal with. I feel like that's one of our most important attributes, is doing that. And we're also introducing that under to a much broader network of people that are essentially backing them. It may not just be with money. So a lot of times it's with money, but a lot of times it's with other things. They're opening doors for them, getting them into markets they hadn't been in before. And that's a very important step that we take for each of our onboarded companies.
That's awesome. I'm happy that you mentioned good people, because it's like that Mark Cuban. I love that guy because he really sees the value in people. And I have a lot of individuals in my life that either are looking for money, or they have a company, or they're on the show, and they're just real. You can tell they're not good people. They have a great product, they have a great company, so. Does that play an important role? And how big is role? Like, you got to be a positive person. Don't be a jerk, right?
No, definitely. I always say 70% of the decision is based on the person. And I've been doing that for a long time and looking for the right people, because you have to partner with the right people. Otherwise, it's going to be a mess. And those type of people won't actually be successful. So you want to make sure, and that's why I give it a 70% weighting for the full review, that the person needs to be that, that good. But you hit it right. They could have a great product. They could have a great execution, but if they're a horrible person, at some point that's going to muddle the process or their ability to be successful. So yes, I'm always on the lookout for those type things too. There's a lot of different layers to it, but to keep it simple, yeah, you do look for good people, and you do give a large amount of weight to that. As you get to companies that are 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 years down the road, that is still a big part of it. It becomes less important because you have to look at the full team and then the way that team interacts, because you can have, in larger companies, 20, 30 people, even 10 or 15 people, a few bad apples, but that may work into their the character of that company. So you can't always, not count a company just because there's one or two bad apples in it. But an earlier stage company, there's only, two founders and one is not good, or there's only one founder and they're not good. Yeah, you're not going to move forward with that person.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So the one thing I like about a few of these crowdfunding sites, if I'm dropping $1,000 into a company or 10 grand or whatever it might be, I like the bag of stuff and a letter from the founder, but do you get, I mean, is this, do you get equity or stock or is this platform? So
you're purchasing a convertible note. So it's called a SAFE, a simple agreement for future equity. And like I said, that acts as a convertible note. So at some point, and the company has discretion if they're going to convert you from a debt holder to an equity holder, but they have to convert you no matter what if the company has an exit event, which would be either a sale or an IPO. And at that point, that means you're getting cashed out and you're being paid for the investment that you made.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hopefully at a multiple of what you put it in at, but, you know, that's the goal, and that's how that works.
I like it. So this must be kind of stressful for you, though. It seems like you would have a lot to do every day, throughout the day, and there are probably not enough hours in the day.
I knew what I signed up for. There are a lot of phone calls, a lot of face-to-faces, travel can be intense at points, but it's something that I've always liked, and I have no complaints about doing what I do.
And it's fun growing something. I mean, you're meeting with awesome entrepreneurs.
Yeah, no, exactly. So we're investing in startups, and we are a startup. We're, you know, supposed experts, or people tell us we're experts on startups. We are a startup. We're 6 months in, and we're in a unique position. It's been excellent.
Is there a particular vertical or industry that really excites you as a person? Because I like the Internet of Things and sports media like that, Whistle Sports. And is there anything that you like, that industry or vertical?
We're not focused on one industry or vertical. We don't want to shut the door on any potential founders. And I've seen companies that make drones that never have to come back down to Earth once they go off once, all the way to companies that are, you know, I don't know, making super fancy shoes. So it's a, it's nice to see that mix. It's nice to understand what people are up to. So I think if we limited ourselves to one industry or one focus, or came out and said we only like to do this, it would not play well for us. It would not play into, you know, our overall goals either that well.
That makes sense. That makes purple sense, or perfect sense. Keep it open. I'm just scrolling through some of the companies and that you represent here, and one that was funded that I'm familiar with, Youngry, news, content, and e-commerce celebrating the entrepreneur lifestyle and spirit. I love it.
Yep. Ash is a great guy. He did an excellent job. He was the right person for, you know, one of the first four that we put onto the portal right when we launched. He worked his butt off, and he proved to be successful. He made that all happen. I mean, we actually got him on the portal and held some hands here and there and got some things set up for him, but the key was, it was Ash. And I think that goes back to what I said, 70% of the weight really comes down to the individual, and he was passing all that with flying colors while we reviewed him.
What do you think some of those characteristics, that personality, that person needs to have, besides being positive, let's say?
Yeah, you know, you always hear like the hustle, or they have to have a lot of passion. I think those things are a little bit played out, so I'm really looking for someone that has a very good ability to communicate. They are friendly and someone that you'd actually want to hang out with after work. They're the type of person that knows between right and wrong. They've presented that in a, you know, in their topical, you know, historical review, and they look back toward, you know, you start getting to know these people, they talk about things they've done, and even when they're kids or in high school or whenever it was, and you do pick up little tidbits here and there. So that's the type of stuff that I'm looking for. I don't want to only have it be focused on those industry words that people like to use, you know, a little too much. You really want to make sure they are a down to earth, great communicator. They are able to manage their team and their vision. They can execute. There's a lot of things to it. And no, you don't need to have all of them, there's certain formulas that work and there's, you know, other formulas that don't. If I was to try to put that on paper, it would take, you know, a room full of paper to actually map all that out. But it's a thing that you get to know as you get to know the person.
Yeah. I have
the phone calls, face to faces, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you're right. I have a friend here locally, and he sold his company for $500 million cash. Awesome guy. I will not mention his name though, but I asked him this question probably 5 years ago when I met him actually, and we were having a beer, and I said, "How do you find, you know, how do you build your team? How do you find these good people? How do you, when you want to get into bed with someone, let's say, you know, business bed, I should say, what do you look for?" He goes, "I have a beer with them." That's it. I have a beer with them, and I can figure out if this is someone I would like to, you know, work alongside.
Partner with.
Yeah, that's it. I said, "You got to be kidding me." And he recently sold his company. He's such a great guy. Does this make you happy building this? I'm sure it does, but what other things makes you smile, Chuck?
You know, we're so new that actually makes me smile because we're able to – everyone has a pretty large voice in the company right now. One little change, if it's well thought out and is the right change, can have a dramatic effect on the company 1, 2, 3 years out. Having that feeling is a great, you know, great thing to be part of. I also like to see when the companies are successful and reach their goals. That was really neat to see Youngery and Racia, two of our first four that came onto the portal, hit their goal. And then to see the surge right after they hit their goal of people who started piling on money after that, there was a bit of a psychological barrier for investors, like we believe. And once they got to the 100% goal that, hey, now it's time to actually get behind and support these companies because everyone else seems to like them. We expect to see that with the remaining three and you know, hopefully with the new ones that are coming on over the next 15 or 30 days as well.
I love it.
It's great to take part in their success. I love that. That makes me smile. I like getting the follow-up calls from Ash saying, "You guys are so amazing. You really did a lot for me," et cetera, et cetera. We're pretty humble people here, and I'm not going to, you know, pat myself on the back for that, but it felt good.
Hell yeah. That does feel good. I like it. Let's visit you at republic.co. The startup investor listening, the entrepreneur listening, the person interested to learn more about crowdfunding, please visit republic.co. What do you do to alleviate some of this stress while you're building a startup?
I've kind of aged out of stress, if that makes sense. I think if I were a 22 to 30-year-old employee, I would be having some management issues, but as you get older, I think things like this are much more tolerable and manageable, and I'm doing pretty well with it, I guess is my answer. And occasionally, you know, if you got to crack open a beer at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you know, you should do it.
In the morning or in the evening?
In the evening, and then you try to keep it to the evening.
Where are you guys based out of?
New York City.
Oh, awesome. Well, if you ever make your way here to the West Coast, which I'm sure you do, and if I ever make it out there to the East Coast, I'll make sure to hit you up and we'll have that beer together. I do run a platform called Positive Stocks as well. We have a couple hundred thousand investors. So I'm really excited to wrap this audio up, put it onto the website and send it off into social media land. I will support you. I love people that say, "Yeah, I'll be on the Positive Phil Show." And I love entrepreneurs, and you're supporting them by building this awesome platform. So I do appreciate it.
I appreciate you. You've been great. Thank you.
All right, Chuck. Once again, let's visit Chuck at republic.co. Take it easy and continue with your success.
All right, you too. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.